This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. Frustrations are mounting within the Browns organization following this past Sunday's overtime loss at Tampa Bay. After the game, Coach Hugh Jackson blasted the team's performance, throwing blame on his offensive coordinator Todd Haley. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, it seems like this game at Tampa was a tipping point for a team that keeps losing these close games.
In their last three games, the Browns have only scored four touchdowns. So we're, and I say we're because I was there after the game with a few of the other Cleveland writers, and we're asking him about the offense. And suddenly, out of nowhere, he goes, I'm going to go in head first, hands first, feet, all that. I got to help the offense. I got to step into the offense. Well, this opens the door to, well, what does that mean? And it certainly sounded like he was going to take away quite a bit of the power from Todd Haley, be it whether it's play calling or not. On top of that, at least four times, he kept saying, I'm the head coach, period, period. I'm the head coach, so I can do this.
That indicates there's some tension.
Yes. I've never seen a head coach go after a coordinator that hard in a post-game press conference like that. When Hugh talked about some of the problems with the Browns offense, I would tend to agree with every single point he made, which was that the quarterback, Baker Mayfield, is getting sacked too much. They play terrible first quarters. The Browns have only scored 6 points, two field goals in their first quarter of games. And then also, they've just not been able to develop a really good identity on how they wanted to play. And had he just said all that, and they go, you know, this is stuff we all as a coaching staff have to work on, nobody would be saying much. Whether it's in speech or otherwhere else, I think sometimes they always say less is more. I mean, I know Jimmy Haslam, the owner, and John Dorsey, the general manager, could not be thrilled with how this is going down right now. So I get, you know, but the big thing here, and truthfully, it carries over into families. It carries over into business. When we are feeling frustrated and emotional, and somebody maybe isn't doing the job the way we'd like them to do it or behaving the way they like to do it, the last thing we want to do is rip it in that person in a public setting. And on top of that, that person wasn't even there to defend themselves. See, the coordinators talk on Thursday, so we won't even hear from Todd Haley until Thursday.
Okay, so Todd Haley's wondering what's happening with him. But after a 3-35-1 record in three seasons, is Hugh Jackson's job, you have to wonder how much longer will he have this job?
Well, he may be feeling the same pressure. And now, I do not like firing coaches in the middle of the season unless you have a permanent replacement in mind and ready to go. Interim coaches, it's like almost like an interim anything. It usually doesn't work out real well. But, you know, the bigger thing that I wanted to hit upon is, I mean, they could take that press conference, Hugh Jackson, and show it in managerial seminars, family relations, as like the tape of what you don't do. It just makes it look like Hugh is pointing the finger at Haley this and Haley that, even though he'll say that's not the intent. That's it. But that's how it came across. And boy, when you're losing the last thing, or you're struggling in a family, or your business is not hitting the bottom line, the last thing you want to do is get those fingers out and start pointing them in some other direction when you're the head coach.
What about this weekend? Because they play at Pittsburgh. It's going to be interesting to see how this team responds.
Yeah, you got all this drama and everything else. It's a game with the Steelers. But here's something else to think about. Hugh Jackson has played 19 road games so far. How many has he won?
He hasn't won any, has he?
No. So we'll see.
Never short of drama with
the Browns.
No,
never short of drama.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the moves the Indians are getting set to make in the offseason.